if you don't search for bliss, then how do you find it? And the answer is you strengthen your virtues.
Listen up, people. That's right. It's time to listen to the sparks of bliss in your life. I'm your host and life coach, Caroline de Posada from Miami, Florida. And this podcast is an invitation to join me in upgrading our mindset, wellness, and relationships so that together we create a life that unlocks our bliss. Join me each week as we explore practical strategies, inspiring stories, and the moments of clarity, or as we like to call them, los momenticos, that make the world a little more magical. Consider this your weekly dose of wisdom in your pocket. Are you ready? Let's do this.
Hey, listener, welcome to episode number 71 of Blissen Up. So we are officially in September, and the Blissen Up theme for this month is Strengthen September. We are here together to strengthen our minds, our bodies, and our spirits so that we may live a life that sparks bliss. As I was thinking about what I wanted to share with you today, I noticed that there is a fundamental distinction that I don't know that I've ever explained in this detail on this podcast. And I wanted to dedicate today to explaining this fundamental distinction. It is the distinction between finding bliss and chasing it. You see, this came up today as I was coaching a student. We were talking about dopamine, this life where we are constantly exposed to dopamine hits through technology. You know, we have these cell phones, we have social media, and we have instant gratification, and we have all these comforts that modern day technology provides us. And this person was sharing with me that sometimes they find mundane things, simple things like going to work, being productive, just doing what they have to do. They find it not stimulating, not as stimulating as vaping or playing a video game or being on social media and scrolling. So in that conversation, I started asking this person more questions, questions about what they long for in their life. Like, what is the, who do they want to become? What do they want from this life? And this person had depth of desires to be a beacon of light, to support others, to inspire people and help them out of dark holes, right? Like, they had a lot of meaning and a lot of purpose in their life, and yet they were constantly feeling void and turning to bad habits and to addictions in order to fill that void, because they felt that regular life simply wasn't stimulating enough. And in that conversation, that person said to me, you know, I'm always in search of that feeling, in search of that emotion. And when they said it, and I heard it, immediately I understood what was happening. You see, this podcast is all about creating a life that sparks bliss. And when I talk about bliss, bliss is this feeling that sparks within you, that transcends time and space, that for one second of your life, you feel like all is right in the world. It's a mix of emotions when gratitude and harmony and peace and joy and fulfillment collide in your soul, and you feel that spark. And I understand why we would want to search for that feeling, because it is amazing. And I could also understand how in listening to this podcast, you might think, how do I find that feeling? How do I experience that feeling? And you may fall into the trap of searching for it. But here's the thing. If you are searching for bliss or joy or fulfillment, or if you are chasing that feeling, you will always fall short. Because like I always say, bliss is not something that you can force or fake. It is something you find. But you find it when you learn how to pay attention for it. You don't find it by going out and seeking it and searching for it and looking for it. Like if you were rummaging through the woods looking for the next food that you're going to eat. The problem with society today is that we have become so comfortable in our lives that we are of the belief that we are supposed to be chasing that feeling all the time. And of course, it's easy to fall into an addiction. It's easy to chase that through a shortcut because if you're looking for it, you might come up short. So you try to bypass it with something that fabricates that feeling in your mind, that dopamine hit that my client was talking about. So as I thought about this, I thought, well, if you don't search for bliss, then how do you find it? And the answer is, you strengthen your virtues. You strengthen your growth. You earn the bliss. The difference between people who live a blissful life and people who are in search of a blissful life is the understanding that they are not entitled to bliss. They don't even get to expect it. They live their life in pursuit of growth, in pursuit of service, in pursuit of living in alignment with principles, in pursuit of wellness. And the more they chase those things, the more they create a life that allows them to stumble upon bliss. This is a profound, profound concept. And it's one that if you understand, your life will forever be changed. I really, really thought long and hard about this and about why is it that I experience so many blissful moments in my life? And I believe from the depths of my soul that it's because I am not chasing that feeling. In fact, I often surrender it all together. But I do strengthen my virtues every day. So one of the things that I practice so deeply in my life is the practice of Stoicism. Stoicism is a philosophy that focuses on four key virtues. Those virtues are wisdom, justice, temperance, and courage. And as I've been pursuing Stoic philosophy for many years, I am constantly confronted with the idea and the challenge of living a life that focuses on these virtues. So for example, when we talk about wisdom, the focus is on knowing how to act correctly and wisely in any given situation. Learning how to reframe your circumstances, how to take control over your thoughts, how to change your perspective. When we talk about courage, we talk about being brave when you are afraid, being willing to step into an unknown path if you believe it is the path that is in alignment with your highest self. Courage is the ability to step up even when it's an unpopular opinion and speak truth, to fight for what you believe in, to be willing to avoid belonging in pursuit of what you believe is right. We have justice. When you think about justice, is treating others with respect, with fairness, and being just in all that you do. It's acting for the good of society as a whole and not just in a self-serving manner. When you think of temperance, we talk about having self-control, understanding self-regulation, self-awareness, self-accountability, balance, and moderation. These virtues are simple to say, but not necessarily easy to live by. And they require a certain level of strength. They require you to constantly be challenging yourself, challenging your perspectives, challenging your thoughts, challenging your body, challenging your comforts. I often talk about how I am constantly inviting my community to do things that are uncomfortable. I have hosted fasts, 5-day fasts. I invite people to do sunrise walks, which means they wake up at the crack of dawn and walk 5.5 miles just so that they can see the sunrise. I invite people to step into the shower when it's cold before it gets hot so that they can wake up and feel alive in the face of that discomfort. I'm often inviting others and inviting myself to strengthen themselves through challenges and by tapping into their resilience. Because I understand that these are the things that earn you the opportunity to experience bliss. And even then, it is not guaranteed. So of course, in today's society, where instant gratification is so rampant and we have become so comfortable to the point that we have really entered a comfort crisis with the phones and social media and the foods we eat and all the access we have to dopamine hits every single day, I could see where we want to bypass the hard work. We want to skip to the good part and we want to just feel the feeling. And then we get confused because we believe that we are entitled to that feeling. And we believe that if we don't feel it, there is something wrong with us. Something has gone wrong. Hey there, I'm taking a quick pause from the episode just to let you know that I have created something for you this month that I think is super fun. It's a 31 Simple Ways to Strengthen September worksheet. This is going to be a fun way to strengthen your mindset, your wellness, and your relationships. So make sure that you go to carolinedeposada.com/September. carolinedeposada.com/September. And you can also find it on my show notes. Back to the episode. This weekend, I was traveling to Maine for my cousin's wedding. And I had a little bit of an experience because leading up to the wedding, my family was not happy about joining me at this wedding. This is my cousin whom I love very much, but she's lived, has grown up in the Northeast, so we don't have the same access to her. You know, we don't see her every day. And therefore, it's easy to forget that that side of the family is a priority because you're in your own life every single day and what you're surrounded by feels like the priority. So my kids who haven't grown up with this, my aunt and my uncle and my cousins on a day-to-day basis, they have their friends and their life and the things that they want to do. And they had all sorts of events planned for this weekend that they were going to have to miss in order to attend this wedding. So leading up to this event, they were complaining quite a bit and trying to negotiate with me, like trying to get me to, you know, cave and give them a way out and tell them they didn't have to join us at the wedding. They didn't have to come. Even my husband, who didn't complain about going to the wedding, but he had such a difficult week. He's a criminal defense attorney and he had this high profile hearing. You know, it was a media case. It was like this big hearing and he'd been preparing for a long time. And it was just a very stressful, high stakes kind of week. And he was working very long hours and he had the hearing the day before we were traveling. So it was just, it was an inconvenient time. And instead of getting to have the weekend to kind of like relax, he was going to have to wake up early to get on the plane and go to the wedding and get dressed. And, you know, the things that you have to do to be able to fulfill this commitment that I had with my family. So everybody was upset about this dynamic, about the timing and about the weekend and about all this other stuff, not necessarily about my family, but about the circumstances. And I thought about this idea of chasing happiness, searching for happiness and feeling like happiness or bliss was the highest priority. And I think if I were the kind of person that would have made that the highest priority, I may have acted differently in this weekend. I may have caved to my family's wishes and given my kid an easy way out so that he wouldn't have to suffer the consequences, you know, suffer having to skip his fantasy football draft, which was a big deal for him, and the parties that he was missing, which were a big deal for him. And having him miss that was kind of a bummer. And if I really wanted, if his happiness was like the ultimate priority, then maybe I wouldn't have made him come. Maybe I would have chosen convenience or comfort or thought, you know what, let's just cancel this trip because it's not easy right now. But that is not what I value most. What I value most is family, connection, principles, acts of kindness, being of service, prioritizing what matters most. So, as sorry as I may have been for my son that had to miss his fantasy football draft, it was a non-negotiable that he was going to attend this wedding. And I expressed that to them. There are certain things in life that are non-negotiable. And there are times where you get to prioritize your wants over something else, and then there's times that you don't. And this is one of those times. So they huffed and puffed, but ultimately they showed up at the wedding. They had to go on the trip. And what's fascinating is that we had the most amazing trip. My sons connected deeply with their aunt and uncle and their cousins. They remembered why we are family in the first place and how much they care about these people that they don't get to see every day. They found ways to overcome the missing out of these events. Like, for example, my son showed up for his fantasy football draft on FaceTime and participated by being there even though he wasn't there. And then our five fingers were able to spend delicious quality time together, We enjoyed an escape room. We enjoyed walking around this incredible city. We fell in love with the weather and the town and the views. My kids got to play with each other and play with us. We laughed. We enjoyed good food. We had quality time. At the end of the trip, everyone agreed it was well worth the chaos and the inconveniences to have taken this trip. And what's interesting is that there was a moment in time where every single one of us experienced sparks. I don't know if everyone experienced a spark of bliss. I know that I did, but I think they did. I have to ask them. But even if it wasn't quite to the level of bliss, they all experienced joy. They experienced connection. They experienced peace. They experienced alignment. And we all agreed on that. That was a moment that was earned. It was earned because I chose that discomfort trumped happiness in that moment. Because principles and values and virtues trump happiness and comfort. And at the end, what you experience is happiness, the truest kind, not the fabricated dopamine hit spike that you get from the quick shortcuts, the quick hits, fake things that bypass what is earned. So in this month of September, my invitation to you is to strengthen your virtues. Strengthen your focus. Are you focused on wisdom, courage, temperance, and justice? My invitation to you is that this month you focus on strengthening what matters most. Strengthen your body. Strengthen your mind. Strengthen your spirituality. Focus on your virtues. Focus on courage, on wisdom, on temperance, on justice. Focus on principles. Strengthen that with which you can control. Surrender what you cannot control, including the emotions. And savor wonderful emotions that you earn along the way. That is the magic. That is the big differentiator between people who live a blissful life and people who don't. That's all I've got for you today. I hope that this episode has served you. I hope that you will focus this September on chasing growth, chasing service, chasing a purposeful, purpose-driven life. And I hope that in the process, you stumble upon sparks of bliss. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next week.
That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for being here. I am deeply, deeply grateful for this time to connect. If you're loving this podcast, I'd love if you could support me by subscribing, rating, and/or leaving a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews help us so, so much. And if you know of someone who could really use a voice like mine in their head, please share this with them and let them know how much you care about their bliss. Now, if you are feeling called to dig deeper and really work on elevating your mindset, wellness, and your relationships to create a healthier, happier, and more meaningful life, then I invite you to schedule a 60-minute complimentary consultation with me. Let's have a meaningful conversation and see if working together is in our future. You can find the link to the calendar of consults right there in my show notes, but you can also connect with me on my website, carolinedeposada.com, or just send me a DM on Instagram, at carolinedeposada. Like my friend always says, the project is big and you're a part of it. So thanks for being here.